People in parts of Northern England are now facing new restrictions which ban separate households from meeting each other at home after a spike in COVID-19 cases. The rules impact people in Greater Manchester, East Lancashire and parts of West Yorkshire. Prime Minister Boris Johnson spoke a short while ago about the latest developments.
I said when we set out our plan, I said we would not hesitate to put on the brakes at the slightest sign that the numbers were going in the wrong direction. We're now seeing a warning light on the dashboard. It is right to respond in the way that we are. And as Chris has rightly said, the answer lies with all of us following that guidance and doing the right thing. I'm going to repeat it: hands, face, space, get a test. And if we do that, I've got absolutely no doubt that we will continue to bring it down. We know it was very telling that in Leicester, in Luton, in many other places around the country, where they've had an outbreak, they've put in place measures. They've got on top of it. They've got tough. They've asked people to self-isolate, and that is working.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson speaking in London a short while ago, from where I'm joined by reporter Vincent McAvinney. Vincent, talk to us about these restrictions, what they involve and how many are affected.
Well, we have to divide this out now because there are two rule changes in the past 24 hours. So as you mentioned, in the north of England, around 4 million people now facing these rule restrictions. So you're not allowed to meet in another person's home with them or in their garden. So you have to stick with your own household indoors. You can meet in a public space like a park. And even if you go down to restaurants or to pubs, you can only go with your own household. You're not allowed to sit at the table with anyone else from another household. So a bit of a winding back there. But the big restrictions that the Prime Minister announced in the past hour or so is that a lot of the lockdown easing that was meant to happen tomorrow has now been pushed back by 2 weeks. So they were going to do things like reopen the remaining leisure centres, including bowling alleys, skating rinks, casinos, allow live indoor theatre and concert performances if they were socially distanced, and to reopen treatments on the face, such as eyebrow threading and makeup, and weddings for as many as 30 people. That has all now been pushed back once again by 2 weeks because they are so worried about the rise in cases in recent days.
And according to Health Secretary Matt Hancock, the problem is community transmission. It's house.
Yeah, that's right. They are worried about multi-generational households. And of course, there were big celebrations planned for Muslim people for Eid over the weekend. And so they were worried about that mixing there. But it has to be said, when you look at the data, it isn't just sort of ethnic minority communities, which have been a little bit sort of scapegoated by some Conservative MPs in the past 24 hours. You look at the areas where the virus is in the community, places like Altrincham and Hale in Manchester, very kind of wealthy, affluent areas. What we're seeing there is that the spread is actually in young people and also sort of parents of young children as well. There seems to be a rise in that demographic in the north of England.
How will these restrictions be enforced? Because there was a lot of controversy during lockdown, wasn't there, about the policing of the lockdown in parts of the UK?
Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, the new restrictions countrywide that Boris Johnson has just announced, so wearing things as well like face masks at cinemas and museums, that's a new inclusion. We've already had problems. You know, I've been commuting the past couple of days in London, and face masks on the underground, you know, I've seen people getting into arguments about this. People board the tubes without wearing them, people wearing them half on, so only covering their mouth, not their nose, and people asking them. So, you know, this new message that the Prime Minister we heard trying to put out, hands, face, space, get a test, you know, it still lacks enforcement. And we know that there has been very few instances where police have issued fines for not wearing face masks. And the shops themselves, where you're meant to be wearing face masks, you know, they are worried about their own staff having to enforce this, and they're wanting the police to enforce it. So it is very difficult. So then it is all about the public messaging to try to reinforce this. And, you know, the Prime Minister there putting out that new slogan, we'll see how effective that is.
All right, Vincent, thank you very much indeed for that. Vincent McAvinney reporting from London.